Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, this beautiful persona, this truly universal persona, you know, and one of the evidences that we have, even though it's a very personal and perhaps a private evidence, is the fact that we have been doing so many of these programs for such a long duration of time, and yet, amazingly, we still have so many things that can be said about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, we had talked about in the previous program about how we find that the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam are honorable words, are beautiful words, are words that really they stem, you know, from the Holy Quran, and they are this beautiful reflection of this fresh pond, this kawthar, if you will, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. This is Imam Ali alayhi salam. If you want to see the Messenger of Allah, look at Imam Ali alayhi salam. If you want to see the embodiment of the Holy Quran, then look at Imam Ali alayhi salam. We had talked about the good words and how Nahjul Balagha is just one of the compilations in which we find the traditions of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We talked about how we need to speak good words. Now, we kind of want to make sure that, you know, we're not misunderstood, because a lot of these things, one has to look at them at a very comprehensive and, all encompassing manner, so that we understand the different variables, the different sides, and the different aspects of each one of these discussions. So, for example, when talking about good words, we might think that, when we are faced with a deadly enemy, that we should speak good words and we should be kind and we should be forgiving, and we should be very meek and humble when it comes to an enemy who is, willing to kill us and destroy us. Now, this too, I think it needs a little bit of discussion. So in one situation, you are faced with an enemy who is willing to destroy you. They're actively doing things to destroy you. As a very first step, and perhaps it could be even said as a formality. Why as a formality? Because you know that when you come forth in a brave and a steadfast and firm manner, you say that, listen, what you're doing is wrong, and you give forth your proofs, you know that despite doing that, the individual is still going to come and try to destroy you, destroy Islam, destroy the Holy Quran. You know that they're going to still do that. But fine, as a formality, so that, nobody says that we didn't try, is you do put forth these pieces of advice in a very noble and eloquent manner, right? But never in a position of weakness. Well, you're dealing with somebody who is willing to destroy you. If you show any kind of weakness, now showing, weakness, of course, is going to lead to your destruction. But now, does this mean that we become arrogant, proud, we become a transgressor, oppressor, tyrannical, murderous? No, of course not. It means that we should be brave, firm, steadfast, and devout. Yes, even when we give advice to the enemy, we give it in good terms, in serious terms. But you know what? Sometimes the enemy is so audacious that, you have to be very stern and you have to kind of shake them out of their slumber, even though most of the time they are not shaken out of their slumber. But when it comes to the believers, this is something which is very important. Yes, we should be humble and we should be soft-hearted and we should be kind and we should be merciful when it comes to the believers, because that is what the Almighty Allah wants from us, and that is what we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And yet another comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
We know that there's a finite amount of information that Allah has put upon our shoulders in this world during this trial. Finite. Though information, knowledge, technically, from our perspective, is infinitely approaching. Meaning there's an infinite amount of information out there. But Allah considers this sufficient. Why? Though the information can be infinite, the principle, nonetheless, that Allah is going to hold us liable for is at a finite level. And Allah says, that's all you need. So when the Messenger of Allah comes, he now validates the previous, which had taken a detour, and he now corrects it and brings it to focus. That very same message when Jesus alayhi salam came, he corrected the message of Musa alayhi salam. You find the system is the same, the cycle is the same. I'm bringing this, brothers and sisters, very clearly to understand why Ghadir is fundamental to us. I don't want people to think that the lovers of Ahlul Bayt are promoting this because they have a personality attachment to an individual. Sure, personality is important to us. We're very much attached, but it's not the driving force. The driving force is the principle behind it, which gives credence to personality. So what we find here is that the message gets complete. Over the span of 23 years, 13 years, the Messenger of Allah was under subjection. He was being subjected to all types of tyrannical misbehavior by the Meccans. And the Messenger of Allah was hardly allowed to exemplify the true nature of the religion of Islam due to social pressures. You find after the 13 years, when Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salam dies, Khadija alayhi salam dies, the Prophet said, this year is the year of grief where my two main supporters have been taken by Allah, and Allah commands the Messenger, migrate. So upon the 13th year, the Messenger migrates and moves to Medina. And when he moves to Medina, he establishes the foundation in which Islam is now going to take deep roots, which is the world now is going to benefit from as the completing message. Within those 10 remaining years, we find the Messenger spent many, vast majority of those years in battle defending Islam. And thus you find the Messenger was given a short period of time to really exemplify the message. Thus the Messenger of Allah has mentioned to Imam Ali alayhi salam, saying that I will suffer to deliver the message to the people, you will suffer to explain it to them. Why will you suffer? Because people will not accept you. It's not because of the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam will have difficulty explaining to people. The problem that was created was this animosity towards the religion of Allah. Now you might say, why did Allah allow this? Well, look at the holistic angle. Today we have people who claim that Jesus is the Son of God. Why didn't Isa alayhi salam clarify that to that extent, that no one should have dared call him a Son of God? Are we saying that the Prophet of God, Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, did not perform his duty to clearly bring the message of the oneness of God to mankind? Are we saying that? No. Of course he did it perfectly. The Quran mentions every prophet performs their duty perfectly. Then what went wrong that almost 2 billion people today claim that God has a son? What went wrong? Allah says, look at the principle. Is it possible? Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Can you accept this? So my position here, I'm setting this base, is that it's very simple that when we look at the historical context, you and I can bring 1,000 arguments as to why this happened, why that happened. At the end of the day, Allah is challenging you and me on judgment day with this nafs. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We taught it wrong and right. How dare you mess with it? You cannot.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.